Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Yes, we do, and we're doing it again today. Hello, I am your co-host, Mark Blankenship, and joining me on Mark and Sarah Talk About Songs is my clone when it comes to being awesome, Sarah D. Bunting. Hello, Sarah.
Watching you get there in real time was really a delight, and it's why I'm glad you're my clone pod husband. Hello, Mark.
That's right. Yes, yes, you might have noticed. I didn't know where I was going to land on that joke, but I got there.
The good-hearted spot that you landed is my favorite, and my favorite thing about you. Children, before you behave and listen to our thoughts on the Tiffany Weird Al face-off, just a quick bit of pod business. This week, you are hearing I Think I'm a Clone Now. If you are a Patreon supporter, you will also be hearing our discussion of I Want a New Drug / Duck. And then the following week, we're taking a breath. That's the halfway point of the season. And there will be a Patreon-only single on Weird Al's Dare to Be Stupid. That will drop March 11th. But again, that and half of the regular episodes of the season are only available for Patreon supporters. You do get those episodes and this first single as well at any level of support, but you're missing like half the season, more than half in the end, because we do have another couple of singles that we're going to do. So please, we have a really good time. The commenters are fun. The Discord is amazing. At certain levels of support, you get to vote on this stuff and influence the direction of the season.
What?
So please,
democracy in
join
action?
Us. If you can, what better time than a leap year to leap into supporting us fully? Even at $3 a month, you get the whole season. So we'll keep you up to date on this stuff. And as always, if you have any questions about this, you can find us at talkaboutsongs@gmail.com. You can find us on... We're not on Blue Sky yet somehow, but I guess we could be. Anyway, we're also on Facebook at mastass.podcast and on Instagram. Just, you know, Google the podcast and all of those socials will come up. If you have any questions about this or anything else, I have a lot of questions about my own choices and desires as a teenager watching the Tiffany video that we're about to talk about. But Mark, did I miss anything on the pod business side before we marinate in the mid to late 80s goodness of today?
No, you did not. And so I think it is time to dive into today's matchup, which, as Sarah has already said, is I Think We're Alone Now by Tiffany versus I Think I'm a Clone Now by Weird Al. We'll save all of the Weird Al talk for later, I think. Let's first start with Tiffany. Now, we have talked about this song multiple times here on the show. The first was in episode 100, Surprise Party, where Sarah and I surprised each other on air with songs that we had chosen for the other. And I believe this was a song that I surprised you with, Sarah, if I'm not mistaken. I think.
It must be. I frankly am surprised all over again at learning this. Like... Wasn't episode 100 in like the 1900s?
Yeah, it was. It was at this point five years ago. But for whatever reason, I remember that one, and I remember that you surprised me with Desiree's "You Gotta Be."
That I remember. I also remember that you. I think people picked other people picked stuff, and you were told by our esteemed colleague John Ramos to surprise me with the Sundays, and I made a little sound.
Oh no!
That was. Very high pitched.
I definitely know that that's true. And then Tara Ariano surprised us both by choosing Spiderwebs by No Doubt.
Yes. Man.
And
we should do another one of those just for funsies.
We totally should.
Anyway.
The other time that we talked about this was during our Teen Idol season. But what I want to say is this, Sarah. I never get tired of talking about and I never get tired of listening to Tiffany's cover of I Think We're Alone Now. That's what I will say.
I never get tired of looking at Tiffany in this era. Like, I wanted to be her. There was just something so, like, Jersey Guidette about her that I found aspirational. She had beautiful hair. She had beautiful nails. She had beautiful gas station jewelry on every finger. Those giant hoops. The super tight jeans with the puffy socks pulled up over, and then the high tops. It just was such a look. She was so confident, even acid wash. She was born to wear it. I never get sick of her just like being on the baggage carousel, yes, being like, oopsie. And then there's all these boys who were like, I want to fuck you very badly. And I was just like, that was goals for me when this song came out. So I had to watch the video again, and then I had to turn away from my monitor and just try to listen to the song and the vocal and think about it from that perspective. It is really difficult to separate that listening experience from the visual, even if I'm just like walking around and it comes up on Apple Music. And then this is one where I don't think Al had an official video, or at least I didn't find one.
No, this was just an album track from the Even Worse album, which also brought us the much maligned Fat and brought us Lasagna, which we'll be talking about later in the season.
Yeah. So that was an interesting, like a lot of the Weird Al, vibe, I guess, is literally a vid that he is very clever in parodying the source material's video. And I was kind of disappointed that we weren't seeing Al running through a mall
like
in his puffy jean jacket.
And like Al's clone also running through the mall.
And then 100 Al's in various wigs and glasses running through a mall. I mean, who amongst us has not wished for this? But why don't we hear a clip of I Think We're Alone Now, and then we can talk a little bit more about the sound.
Yes. So just to set this up, this reached number one in late 1987, and one of my favorite chart fun facts, it was written by Richie Cordell, who was a member of Tommy James and the Shondells, and they had the original hit version of it in the 60s. And then the following number one single after I Think We're Alone Now was Money Money by Billy Idol, also a remake of a Tommy James and the Shondells song written by Richie Cordell. It's the only time in history that two consecutive number one singles have been remakes of songs that were both originally by the same group.
That is wild.
I mean, Tommy.
That is wild that it happened at all.
Yeah.
And then it happened in the 80s. Like, what a weird, it's such a weird thing.
And then
thing.
It would be Tommy James and the Shondells of all people, not the Beatles, not the Rolling Stones, not the Supremes. No, it was two covers of Shondell's hits. Anyway, I agree with you. It's time now to listen to a clip.
I can't do her signature dance, which was totally stolen by the New Kids, because I just can't. I am sitting at my desk. It's amazing how, I mean, it sounds cheap. It sounds kind of butch and Casio and sort of DIY. I need to put together a backing track that can go to the mall with me. But if you tried to make it more expensive, or you tried to make it sound more like the original, or you tried to sort of like, changing it is not fixing it. Like, it's perfect the way it is, even though it sounds like it cost 28 cents. Do you agree?
You are absolutely right about the chintziness, just like you were absolutely right about the Jersey parking lot vibe that Tiffany herself had in this period, but I do not give a shit. I think those are features, not bugs. I will crank this song up at any moment, any time, any day, any place. Like, I could be in the middle of an open heart procedure, and if this somehow played in the OR, I would come up out of the anesthesia so that I could do the dance moves that you just saw me doing, I'm sure, on camera, because I have been listening to this song with great pleasure for since it came out in 1987, because this song was all over the Nickelodeon music video channel or music video program.
God, I'm
Nick
sure.
Rocks. And this was popular when I was 8 years old, so I was only allowed to watch Nick Rocks. I was not allowed to watch MTV. So to me, this was just, oh, and it's still so good. And I agree with you completely that the chintzy Casio just makes it better somehow. Because the whole thing with Tiffany, and hearing you talk about the video reminded me of this, the whole thing with her is that she's talented, but she seems like you could know her. She is she is not some freakishly gifted singer who has this image of being untouchable. She is not, she's pretty, but she's not supermodel pretty. She's just like this really cool girl from your school or your older sibling's school who got a hit song. Mm-hmm. And it just, I just have such endless affection for her and for this recording.
Yeah. And for the fact that, like, they were just sort of like, well, you know, you're a little too short or your teeth look a little, you know, you got the graveyard grill. And, but like, she's real. Like, her teeth are not hurting anyone. They're just not perfectly straight and featureless and like the same teeth everybody else had. Who had braces in whatever, Morris County, New Jersey. I forget where she's actually from. It may be Long Island.
She's actually from...
functionally the same difference.
She's actually from California.
Okay, amazing. But, I mean, okay.
But you know what?
You flip New Jersey over 180 degrees and make it much bigger, California.
And she's from Norwalk, California, which for all I know is the New Jersey of Los Angeles. I don't know.
I don't either. And you know what? Who cares? She got paid, I hope, and bless her heart. But yeah, there's something about that. It is still possible for an actual person that you might know to become an actual person that everyone in the world knows.
Yes.
That was possible was a big part of the appeal. And also that she... I mean, she has a nice instrument. Some of her phrasings are weird, and I still am like, that's what the lyric is? Huh. I'm not sure about your interpretation of that. But it's one of those performances that, like, in the early going of the average season of American Idol, you'd be like, I have not attached to this performer because she's great. I've attached to her because she is imperfect and she understands that and she's doing her best. And there's something about putting that into songs that, like, my favorite American Idol performances were always the ones where, like, they just left it all on the stage, but they biffed a few notes and it was like, who cares? That's a real person feeling something.
Yes.
So even though this is kind of a bagatelle and, like, it's nothing that serious and it's definitely like her Uncle Tommy's Casio, that's fine. Who cares? It's great. If for what it is everything it should be.
That's exactly right. And it also helps that I Think We're Alone Now is a great song. The Tommy James and the Shondells version is great. This version is great. Mm-hmm. The lyric is fun. The melody is fun. The changing energies of the song are great. They're like, running just as fast as we can. That part is a little bit different than the verses, which are a little slower. Like, it's just sonically very dynamic, which makes it very pleasurable. Mm-hmm. And also, I Think We're Alone Now. There doesn't seem to be anyone around. That is something that I think most of us can relate to. Who doesn't want to be like having a little, as you've often called it, world of two with their the person they most want to be smooching. So I just love the whole
thing. But, and especially like when you're whatever, 16 or 17, and it's like, you want nothing more than to be allowed to lock your bedroom door. Is that something that you're allowed to do? No, it isn't. Is there ever not a parent around? Not usually. So I think this is the perfect person to essay this narrative.
Totally. And, you know, also it's a perfect song for teenagers because it's about how adults are too blind to understand their pure love. And you're like, yes, I too am feeling this for a person whose name I won't remember in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, now that does bring us to I Think I'm a Clone Now. And this one stuck out to me because, as I've mentioned on this season before, even worse was the Weird Al album that got me into Weird Al. So mm-hmm. I remember being like, oh my gosh, he listens to Tiffany too? Whoa! And I will say, the title obviously tells you exactly what the song is about. Al has been cloned. Mm-hmm. But Sarah, for me, and I don't know if you feel this way, but for me, these are some really top-notch lyrics. I think that he is so funny, and the way that he constantly makes stupid puns while also telling a larger story is quite successful to me.
I think that this is a little undisciplined, actually. Ooh. Like, I think the lyrics are extremely clever. I wrote a lot of them down. I have always liked the song, but he usually has a better ear for exactly what container the idea should go in and to not try to, like, well, this song is this long. Like, okay, sometimes you just have to cut it off. Like, this is a 60s pop song in its bones, and you need to not be going on for 3.5 minutes about a fairly simple concept. So it's a little too long for me. And some of the choices to, like, not rhyme things up don't work. Like, some of the jokes seem a little obligatory. I don't know. Like, I don't dislike it or think it's bad, but I remembered it as being better than it was.
I will respectfully disagree with you. I think the line, for instance, 'cause every pair of jeans is a hand-me-down, is brilliant.
I mean, that is really brilliant. And also, I can stay at home when I'm out of town. Who amongst us?
I know.
That's not long for this.
And then there's also living in stereo. It's all right. Well, I can be my own best friend and I can send myself for pizza. So I say that is,
I mean,
what?
True.
Well, before we go
and
further,
the way he gets it to scan, I mean, fair.
Yeah.
Perhaps I'm being too hard on him, but it's because I expect so much and usually get it.
That's fair. Shall we listen to a clip?
Yes. There's always two of me just hanging around. I think I'm a clone now. 'Cause every chromosome is a heavy down. Look at the way we go out walking close together. I guess you could say. I mean, yeah,
the it way cuts off there, but what he says there is, I guess you could say, I'm really beside myself.
Yes.
That's an obligatory
joke. Lyric that I wrote down. And the way that he pays homage, I guess, to her vocal without being mean about it is really good also.
Yes, pays homage.
Maybe I'm talking myself out of what I thought I was going to do.
Well, I will say this. Though I really do like this Weird Al song, I think he did a great job. Tiffany's recording of I Think We're Alone Now is, to me, one of the great examples of 80s pop and therefore must win. So for me, it was a much respect to Weird Al, but you're going to have to blow my mind in a way that I don't think is possible for a parody of this to supersede the original or the original cover. You know what I mean? So it was mm-hmm. a definite hands down vote for Tiffany for me.
Okay. Well, what did the listeners do?
They also voted for Tiffany. It was more like a 2/3, 1/3 split. We've had some votes that have been much, much heavier in favor of one or the other, but they ultimately did go for Tiffany.
Yeah, I mean, I just like make my pick, I circle it, and then as far as I'm concerned, it has to have the force of law. I can't like hanging Chad that. Ask your parents. But our discussion of it got it closer for me than I thought it would, but I selected Tiffany when I was prepping the episode, and I think I'm going to stick on that.
Yeah, I don't think we will regret this. I mean, if you think about this, if we could only hear one of these ever again and we were not able to hear the Tiffany song again, I would feel sad.
I mean, I think there's some probably pertinent, useful irony in the fact that she cloned a song.
Right.
So
yes,
that he could satirize the song with cloning jokes. But I'm not quite smart enough. Like, we're through some kind of rip in the fabric of time with that, and I can't figure it out. So that's a win for Tiffany. And for the first time, we are, since the beginning of the season anyway, it's all tied up. Weird Al has 5 and the field has 5.
Well done, Field and Al. Well, Sarah, I mean, this has been a delight. And reminder, listeners, that later this week, we will be releasing the patrons-only episode, which looks at Huey Lewis in the News's I Want a New Drug and Weird Al's I Want a New Duck. We will look forward to seeing you at patreon.com/mastiff.
Yep, get over there to vote. And just another reminder that we are, as you hear us now, a proud member of the Believe Network. And if you need more information about our show or the other shows on said network, you can visit them at BLEAV.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.